This is Stephen Anthony, JL Out Underline Tribute, and this next song, I wrote this song, it's a bit different to any other song I ever wrote, because I was trying to think as a woman, which isn't easy, not even God understands that, and trying to understand that crazy maze. No, ladies, before you switch up, you do have cleaner minds than us men, you really do. That's because you keep changing them. And no, this song, seriously, I was married and this lady came in and thought I would be a challenge. So she was out there trying to tempt me and she was lovely looking and she was trying to make out that no one would find out. And I can't lie, I was tempted. I didn't, but I was tempted. And I thought, if I write the song from my point of view, I'm going to look like the victim. So I wrote the song the way it sort of happened. So it was like basically the way that she was coming on to me quite heavy to start with, to be fair. And then when she realised I might be slightly tempted, she started trying harder. The song has the first verse where the girl's in a club. She starts talking to the guy. The guy says that he's not interested, but he doesn't sort of say it with enough conviction. So she tries harder on the second verse. The bridge, that's quite clever because the bridge is a sentence that's been broken down. So we sampled a whole sentence and we broke down the samples. Then we made the sentence build back up like a jigsaw puzzle. And the sentence is quite seductive, even when there's only slight, you know, a few pieces of this jigsaw puzzle. By the time the jigsaw puzzle is complete, it's very seductive. So, as I say, I wrote this song. It was recorded at Paul Leishman's studio, best place to record for the likes of myself and for a lot of musicians, to be fair, because he's so respected that when you've got female singers or male musicians or anyone, if Paul says record it again, no one questions it. They just record it again. If I ask people here, can we record that again? They ask why and then want to hear what they did. And so this session takes twice the length. But when you've got someone like Paul that just says, no, let's do that again. No one questions what he heard. They just know he's got great production ears and he knows what he's listening for. And you will tell by this track. This song was recorded on a little 8-track recorder way before the PCs could do this kind of technology. So it's quite an old track, but it will show you just how this song was produced at Paul's studio. And it will show you the situation I found myself in and how I struggled to stay a loyal husband.